Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
This morning, I think my husband experienced winter for the very first time. And he's lived down, you know, in this kind of Melbourne, Geelong region for like 4 years now.
Some people call that Victoria.
Yes. Yes. Correct.
Yeah, so born and raised in Queensland.
Yes.
So he's only known the sun.
He has only known great weather, you know, 26 degree winters. So this morning he came running into me. I was still in bed as he was leaving for work. And he came running into me and said, you're going to have to get up. You're going to have to drive me to the train station. My car won't start. And I said, what do you mean your car won't start? What's happened? Like, your car was working perfectly fine yesterday.
I think for context, like what we need to set up is like, you're not a pressure player, just for context. And your husband, Akshay, is even worse at handling situations than you. Like, he's so dramatic. Like, the fact that he's
so
running
dramatic.
Inside, he's like, okay,
you're going to have to drive me to the train.
I can't go to school today, Mum. It's not going to happen.
And I said to him, show me what's wrong.
I'm becoming a mechanic. Gotta go outside.
I put his slippers on and his robe because I couldn't find any of my stuff. I was still half asleep. And he said to me, oh, I don't know what's going on. The line on the dashboard said, I can't drive because there's too much frost on the window. And that's when I realized this man has never lived anywhere where he's received frost on his windscreen.
Like, so it was just like,
it was frosted over. Like, you know when your car's just outside?
Yes.
And it's nighttime.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's like water built up.
If it's not frost, sometimes it's the condensation, like just from the heat on the inside of the car to the outside of the car. And then like whether you get like a hose or a bucket of water. Like
we grabbed a jug and I poured it over and he was like, that's amazing. How'd you do that? Are you kidding me? And I realized he has never lived anywhere that hasn't had a garage. And so when he's had to go to work early in the morning, his car has not been frosted.
What did he think?
He is 36 years old in a few weeks.
Was he just looking at it and he was like, well, we're going to have to sell it. Just don't know what we're going to do.
He was like, oh, you know, the light came on that said, you know, that I was like, you have a frost light?
The fact that his car is
that frost light.
La-di-da, that it, like, I can just tell with my eyes. I don't need a fancy upgrade top-of-the-range model to tell me there's frost on my windscreen.
He was like, oh, don't like this winter thing. I was like, how are we at? Am I in an alternate reality? He looked around and he goes, see, look, it must have snowed last night. I said, that's frost. That's frost and snow are not the same.
Calls his boss like, nah, we've been snowed in. Sorry. Yeah, I won't be able to come into work today. Yeah, it's up at the door. I can't get out of the house.
We got home
Never
from our
seen
honeymoon
anything like this.
A week ago and he has been at home for that whole week. This was his first day back at work. I think he was trying to find any excuse not to go into the building.
I mean, you take it while you can. Actually, I think my car's a little bit snowed in now.
This is Tim and Jess.
Instagram Reels is a great place to learn things in life. Mm-hmm. We've already discussed hacks earlier on the show. Like, just because it's on the internet doesn't necessarily mean it's real. But I've seen something that I think is a great idea if you are planning on getting married. I'm almost annoyed that I've been married for 3 years, so I can't go back in time.
I know. Where was this information myself in March when I was getting married, Tim?
This is the thing. So, have you taken your husband's surname? Like,
I'm in the process of filling out the paperwork to officially take his surname.
Good luck to you, my
lord. It is.
Yeah.
Time consuming.
As when my wife was going through the process, because she took my last name, and I said to her, I was like, look, I wouldn't change my surname, so I would never expect you to change yours. She's like, no, I want to. I was like, cool. And then, you know, everything she had to do, like the steps and all the paperwork, all the place she had to go, I was just like,
yeah, and then it's things you don't remember, like, you know, like little companies that have your name, and you're like, I have to change it again.
Because essentially, your maiden name was Pantu.
Correct.
And your surname now is Qazi, Qazi.
Yes.
I've seen something on Instagram Reels. This couple was saying that what they did for their wedding is it kind of spices it up. It kind of leaves your wedding event as a bit of a mystery for who the bride and groom or who the couple will end up becoming. Essentially, what they did is for guests that weren't related to family, there was a voting box, kind of like think election day, like it's like a primary school, you know, there's a sausage over to the left and you put your little voting thing. But it was voting on whose surname that the couple would keep. So,
I do think that if one person has a cooler surname, you should take it.
Like, just purely by sound?
Like based off of Pantu and Kazi, we were always going to go Kazi.
I don't know. Pantu's kind of cool. I mean, the only thing that makes me go to Kazi is because it's got a Q and a Z in it. And in Scrabble, what a word.
Oh, my God. It is a winning word in Scrabble. Fantastic. 100%.
And essentially, so family members aren't allowed to vote because they're always going to vote for...
Okay.
All of your family would have voted for your name. All of his family would have voted for his. So it's mostly off your friends and I guess colleagues that you invite to your wedding. And so then at the end of the ceremony and the vows, and because again, the marriage celebrants there and they do all the official paperwork, hypothetically, let's pretend it's your wedding again. They go... Introducing Mr. and Mrs. drum roll, Kazi. And then he's excited, you're excited. Yep. There's a bit of
almost a gender reveal at
it's a gender reveal of names. I as for my surname Bulch and my wife's surname Tucker, that's her maiden name. I'm Bulch is so ugly, a Bulch. I've got a bulge in my pants. Bulch. And our general manager doesn't know my surname. Every time she sends me an email or puts me on a list, it's just spelled differently. And that's totally fine. I feel like Tucker is a really safe
Would you have
choice.
Taken...
Timothy Tucker is a badass
Yeah,
name.
That, it sounds Tim like a Tuck. Cartoon cartoon character.
Yeah,
I like
Tim
it.
Tucker. I think it would have been really cool.
I just think any sort of ballad at a wedding is pretty top notch. Have you seen people doing that for their witnesses? So they don't pick a witness. everyone puts their name
in it. Like a raffle ticket.
Yeah, and the celebrant will pull out a raffle ticket.
I love
a raffle ticket. Oh, you know, you guys get to be our witnesses today. Come up. Come on down.
That's good because then you might get involved.
Yeah.
Going to someone's wedding, oh, man, I hope I'm the witness. Be I hope I'm the surname. It's fun. It's exciting. Maybe we should get someone to try.
Yeah, weddings should be more interactive.
Yeah, more raffle tickets. I think you're right.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, this is either going to go one of two ways. You're either going to say, Jess... That's not worth celebrating. I can't believe you brought this to the show. What a waste of time. Or you're going to appreciate how much effort and time I put into this thing.
Well, so I would say that it's very unlikely that it'd be the second one because, look.
I just want you to back me as a friend. Think, put yourself in these shoes.
I think you put effort in things that definitely work for you. Mm-hmm. Like the show, maybe not.
How dare you?
You definitely say stuff.
Every day.
If this was an essay, it needs to be 1,000 words. You're hitting your word count. Is the quality of what's said? Who knows?
Yesterday I hit a big milestone. Okay. There's something I've been trying to do for about a year and a half.
Is this a back-patting moment for the show?
I think for Jess.
Okay, so I'm putting it through the filter. If someone's listening right now,
right.
Is this something they can relate
this
to?
This is something that I think everyone has thought about at one point or another, and it's to do with cleaning your oven.
Okay.
Now, I have a house inspection coming up, and we've been living in this house for over a year and a half now, and I have not been able to figure out how to take this bloody oven apart to clean it properly.
Take the oven apart?
Have you never cleaned an oven properly?
Well... The word apart scares me.
Okay. So most ovens...
Most
ovens have a little... No, not just taking the racks out. I took the racks out. I cleaned the inside. Yeah. And then there's the oven glass and then the door glass.
Yes.
And in between, filthy.
Yeah, but that's just one of those things where you go, well, what a mysterious world that is.
Right?
That's the
Every
into
year
the
and
ether.
A half, that's where I've been, Tim. I've gone, that is disgusting. There's definitely a way to get in there because all this food and muck has gotten in there. So how do I take this thing off? And I YouTubed video after video trying to figure out.
I'll give you credit. You are pretty good at solving appliance issues.
Right?
One of the microwaves here at the radio station. It has it's a borderline kid lock.
Yeah, it's a child lock feature.
It's a child lock.
Yeah.
And I don't know who keeps...
Someone keeps engaging it and I have to keep unlocking it.
You're the only one who knows how to unlock it.
Yesterday, I finally unlocked my oven door.
Okay.
I finally took it off the hinges and I was able to get in between the glass that was in the back and the front. And I finally cleaned. The oven looks brand new. It looks like we just moved in.
Right.
If I don't get a 10 out of 10 on my inspection this Thursday.
Right. Do you get given a score? I don't remember.
In my mind, it's like the diving.
Someone who holds up a giant 10 when they walk in, the real estate agent.
10s across the board.
I like, to me...
Let's have a moment.
No.
I haven't had a clean oven for a year and a half. Give me a round of applause.
Well, I think like if you're asking me to give you an applause for like basic housework,
clearly you've never opened your oven door.
Well, I don't.
Let me come round. I'll open yours for you.
You stay away. I don't think the oven door. Like, you don't own this house. I don't own my house. I think the oven door. It's like, I don't go like for the dishwasher. I don't walk over and get my screwdriver and go, oh, yeah, I'll just take the door off this thing.
No.
You don't take the door off an oven, mate.
You do to clean it, Tim. I finally cleaned my oven.
But I don't think...
Where's my round of applause?
I don't have a round of applause
I'll
button,
take a golf
like
clap.
A sound effect.
I'll take a golf clap.
Oh, God. Just so shut up.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you. I've deserved that.
All right, says you. what, like, my issue is now, like, say, if you haven't put this together back correctly...
No, I have. I cooked in it last night. I stood there watching the chicken cook, like, wow, brand new oven.
Like,
amazing.
I understand. Like, we've reflected on the last 18 months and of your life.
Yeah.
And you've looked back and you've gone, oh, wow, everything's really come up, Jess. Like, you've crammed a lot in the last 18 months.
I really have.
Like, you know, wedding, honeymoon, like, yep. Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, getting engaged, like, all these massive things. It's all exciting. And, like, I understand now that's all over.
I'm getting excited about my clean oven.
Like, I think you've just been living such a high-octane life that now you're seeking for praise for small
things. I'm telling
things.
You, there are people out there listening right now like, damn, I wish I could open my oven door the way Jess did. And I can tell you how. It took me a year and a half, but I swear, if I come to your house, I'll figure out how to clean your oven,
we're
going to
get a psychologist on the show up next to unpack all of this. And maybe clean your oven door, Jess, because I think it's a little bit.
Next time I'm over at your house, I'll show you how to do it.
Okay,
it's amazing.
You don't have my address, so I will still refuse to give that to you.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Has anyone ever left rubbish or like just things at the front of your house ever in your life?
No.
So not just like a random item. It's happened to me twice in my life.
Really?
Well, look, I can't remember if I told you a couple of years ago. Went out, this is where we used to work early mornings.
Yeah.
And went out at like 3:45 in the morning and someone had just put like an IKEA cube shelf on our front lawn. And
Is this when you used to live on the corner?
Yeah, I used to live on the corner. And I was like, well, I'm not going to just leave this here. Like, it's directly on our lawn. So it looks like we've put it out. And I don't know why, but I'm like, I don't like the look of rubbish out the front of our house. So I just put it like in the driveway next to the garage. And I was like, I'll deal with that when we get home. And then my wife was like, this thing ain't so bad. And we've still got it. But went out on Saturday night, and as I came home, normally I park on the street.
Yeah.
But as I'm pulling up, I'm like, what is that on the road there? There's a bicycle, like a bike.
Oh.
Half on the grass, half on the road. And it looks like, you know when you used to like ride to your mate's place? I know you grew up in more like built-up areas.
We used to do like a little bike riding group.
Oh, but like, because where I grew up, like on dirt roads and stuff, you could just leave your bike out the front of the house.
Oh, no, I had a bike chain.
Yeah, well, of course you did. I've never had a bike chain my whole entire life. But so pulled up and it looks like a kid's just kind of like got off it.
Yeah.
And I'm at Bingo's house. I'll bloody go in here.
Yeah.
But it's obviously, it's like 10 o'clock at night at this point. And so I left it there because I was like, oh, maybe, I don't know, I know it's late, but maybe it looked like enough for like a 10-year-old plus size bike.
Sure.
I was like, I'll leave it there. Who knows? Someone might be staying over the night and they just might have put their bike there. Next morning, it's still there. This is Sunday, so it's yesterday. And I'm like, this is weird. This bike's here. And then so I've just put it on the grass.
Right.
On its side. Because I'm like, well...
Propped it up with the little stand?
No, it doesn't have a stand.
Okay.
So I've just put it on the grass. And I don't want to get rid of it because, again, someone might have just left it.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, something else gone on, whatever. They haven't come back to get it. Or it could be stolen and someone's
ditched it.
My wife chucked it up on like Armstrong Creek Community.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she put it up on Facebook Marketplace.
No, no.
How much did she get for it?
and so now, yeah, so like it's been up there. She posted it anonymously. It was like, hey, this bike's been left out the front of our house. Get in touch.
Yeah.
From what I understand, no one's gotten in touch now.
I think maybe it's time to see how much you can get for it from Facebook Marketplace.
Yes.
Used, like new.
Gears, probably has some. I I don't want to throw away this bike because it could be some kid's. But I also don't
want it. Your little son Jack's only 9 years away from it.
It will be sitting in the garage for a long time. They'll have hover bikes by the time he's riding bikes around town. There's no point keeping an analog bike.
Sure.
I don't know what to do. Like, what do you do?
Because I've given you so many options.
I can't throw it out because it's not mine.
Right.
I don't want to keep it at my house because it's not mine.
I think you, in the middle of the night, dump it down the other end of your street. Not my problem anymore, my friend.
But I feel like it's because it's a
not
bright,
my bike, not my problem.
It's a big, red, bright bike. So anyone that's driven past our house for the last 2 days has seen this bike. And now it'll be like it'll get a go at everyone's front of their house over the next week. And I don't want to do that to my street.
You do love going to the tip, so.
But I don't want to throw it out.
Well.
It's not my bike.
Someone's just left it there. It's been on your property for 2 days now.
What would you do?
It is your bike.
What would you do if a bike was left out the front of your place?
Oh, the way I just wouldn't have even noticed it was there yet.
But like, okay, let's say it's in the middle of your driveway.
Sure.
And then it's like, well, I'll put it off to the side.
I probably would have put it across the road because I know there's kids across the road. So I would have just assumed it's their bike. They've left it in our yard for some reason. So I would have just, you know, ding dong dashed it. Not your bike? Sorry, not mine either. You keep it.
Okay, all right. It's been very useless.
The kids across
there.
The road would love it.
Yeah. Well, so you'd find a young family
find
in need.
Find a home.
Okay. All right. I don't think you'd handle it that well. Thank you for...
I don't think you're handling
all right,
it well
so
either.
Stealing it or ditching it. This is solid.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, look, you're a friend. I'll admit it.
Oh!
Yeah, I know.
I think that's the first time you've ever said that radio.
Like, there's definitely things you do in my presence that I question. Like, why are you doing things?
What do you mean?
Like, example, Saturday night, we were at the Geelong Cats Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You wouldn't say you're like an attention to detail kind of person. Would you?
No, I wouldn't say I'm
attention. Because I hate to say oblivious, but for lack of a better word. You're pretty oblivious.
Yeah.
We were at the Geelong Cats Hall of Fame. We were lucky enough to be invited, so that was really cool. And there was like a menu of the food that was coming out. Mm-hmm. And mostly it's similar like at some weddings. Like they'll be like, all right, for dinner, it'll be either steak or chicken.
Yeah, it was like entree, main, dessert.
And it was rotating around. And so there were two desserts. One was like a chocolate brownie with some cream.
Yeah.
And you got the other one and you were... eating into it, and you went, oh, this is pretty nice. It's like an espresso creme brulee. It's because it was.
they nailed the brief, honestly.
I said, go tell the chef because you've just blind tasted and completely nailed exactly what this was. It was an espresso brulee.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're just
you can't say brulee.
Brulee. Brulee.
That's not
brulee.
Okay.
Sorry, brule. So that's kind of, I just want to paint the picture of who you are.
Yes.
That's why sometimes you just tell me about the way you live your life. And I understand, like, we only know how we've lived our lives, right?
Sure.
You drink a lot of tea.
With my husband, yeah.
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 And you've recently shared privately that you...
I like to reuse my tea bags. Sue me. Okay? Sometimes there's a little bit of flavor left in
them. I know financially you're doing well, so it's not a money thing. That's why I'm more concerned.
We're not doing that well.
I'm more concerned because
I know. It's just more like my husband had a go at me. I told you this last week. My husband had a go at me the other day because he was like, you don't need to use the same tea bag. Let me just get you a freshie and we can have another tea. And I said, that one's fine though. It's still in the cup. You're going to reuse the same cup. Just chuck a bit more water in there.
Can, like, as someone who's never done this, can you...
Yeah.
Surely there's a drop-off on flavour.
Oh, yeah. Look, it's definitely not as strong for the second cup. But that's, you know, you got to live your life.
And you didn't get that doctorate. That's so bizarre. You really put A to B there, that it would be the second time around. Like, are you seeking a weak tea for the second
one? Oh, it's just that I don't care. Like, the first one's always a bit too strong, if anything. And so the second one, it's just like a nice little top-up, you know?
Imagine if there was like some in-between tea, like like the Three Bears. Like, right? You haven't found your
Where's
tea.
The Goldilocks of tea?
But I don't know if it's you don't care. I just think, is it a laziness thing?
Well, it's not that hard. Like, the tea's right there. I can get a new bag out. It just feels wasteful to get a new bag out.
All right, let's not use the W word.
This bag's perfectly fine right here.
I don't think people double bag.
Oh.
I don't think they double teabag. I think that's...
Like, well, you don't need a double teabag when you can use the same teabag for two cups of tea.
That's double teabag. I'm not saying, like, I'm not like full tea strength, mega superpower. You're doubling up on the one bag.
Sure.
Which is...
When you go out and get a cup of tea.
I've never seen... My mother-in-law, she's the tea queen. I've never... Marianne would never, ever use the same tea bag
twice. You should try it on her. Be like, oh, do you need a top up, Marianne? And just fill it up in front of her.
Nah, she'd be very suspicious that I was offering anything to her. Be like, this is unusual tea. Okay?
I am not the only person that uses a tea bag more than once. I guarantee you that.
I think you're using words like wasteful, and I think it's just laziness. You're just
ready to put money on it.
How much money? How much tea bags?
I will buy you a box of 100 tea bags if not one person calls up.
5223295. Can you use a tea bag twice? Or do you? Are you the person? Like, mm-hmm. Just one more person. I don't even want your opinion. Just one more person that is using a tea bag twice to call the show. I don't think people are using tea bags twice.
I think you're incorrect, Tim. Emma in Hamlin Heights gave us a call. Emma, do you reuse your tea bags?
It's not me. It's my gran. She does reuse them.
That makes sense. Because is your gran like she's a little bit older, harder to get around? It's just easier to do it that way?
She's 92.
Yeah. Guess how old are you?
I'm
33.
She's a massive potter.
Yeah.
I'm not a tight ass,
no,
Emma.
She's not. She's a lot of things, Emma. She's not a tight ass, though.
I will spend money like the rest of them.
And then some.
But I just like to get bang for my buck when it comes to tea bags. And clearly your gran knows something about that.
Yep.
All right. This is a good start, Emma. This is very similar to when I thought beetroot was dead. And I said, give us a call if you're eating beetroot. And then every caller was over the age of 65 years old. So this is an interesting group. Katie in Grovedale. Is it you or your nan that, you know, uses tea bags twice?
My nan.
Oh, my God.
But she'd have, like, one tea bag that would make it through, like, four or five cups of tea.
Oh, my God. Just a daily tea bag.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And like...
She liked her tea really weak.
I'd be, I reckon, by fourth go.
That's
it's
just
water.
Straight up water.
It's warm water. All right. And this is not something that didn't get passed down the family? Like, it's not something you felt inspired to do?
No, my mum loves her tea... like very, very strong and fresh tea bags for every cup.
So it's an
Also, you cannot reuse Milo.
Yeah. Okay. See, there you go.
You can.
But Katie, it's either an elderly thing or a laziness thing. Is that where we're heading?
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
Look,
it's a laziness.
So far,
thing.
I'm not counting two people's nans, Jess, as someone that can do this.
How about Louise in Teesdale, Tim?
Louise. Please.
Hello.
Don't tell me your nan's using tea bags as well.
No, I don't have any nans left, but...
Oh, Louise!
I use tea bags twice.
Right.
Especially herbal ones.
Would people...
It's not a lazy thing.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, would people around you describe you had to have lazy tendencies, but you've clearly said
no.
No,
but what I did want to say is I don't reckon, Tim, that you're stirring your Milo enough. You might be a bit lazy in
Sorry.
How much you're stirring.
Louise, I haven't had a Milo in 15 years, but I was just trying to throw another example.
Is that because you can't be bothered getting it?
Who's the lazy one now, Tim?
It's Louise, the tin's all the way on the other side of the kitchen. I'm not going over there. Yeah, absolutely not.
You can just have a cup of tea then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'll just go over to Jess's. I'll just have fifth dibs on that. Thank you very much.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.